This is Betty Lockery Hoag on August 1st, 1964, interviewing Miss Belle Baranciano and Miss Hilda Pribesius in Miss Baranciano's home in San Diego. And those names are spelled B-E-L-L-E, B-A-R-A-N-C-E-A-N-U, and H-I-L-D-A, P-R-E-I-B-I-S-I-U-S. Mm-hmm. I'm going to interview Miss Baranciano first, and then Miss Pribesius after that. Miss Baranciano, you were one of the active members of the project in San Diego. You are a muralist, a printmaker, a block prints and lithographs that I know of, maybe more things. You do portraits and different kinds of easel paintings. You're a teacher and a lecturer. And most of these things you did on the project also. But before we talk about that, I'd like to have a brief biography of your life. Would you be good enough to tell us where and when you were born?
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Chicago in 1905. And what do you want me to tell you now?
Well, where did you have your schooling?
Oh, I was graduated from the Minneapolis School of Art and did a year of postgraduate work there, and then studied with Angarola of the Chicago Art Institute in Chicago for a little over 2 years.
You also had a Mr. Richard Leahy.
Richard Leahy and Maurice Davidson.
And Cameron Booth.
And Cameron
Correct.
Booth.
Mm-hmm.
With me.
I only asked this because I wondered if they particularly influenced your own work, I imagine.
Well,
did.
I think that Leahy did. But I think the greatest influence, the man I learned most was why I went on studying with him. I started with him at the Minneapolis School of Art, and then went to Chicago to study with him.
Oh, I see.
Because I had lived in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. In between. And when did you come to California?
Sometime during the Depression. It was the early 30s.
And by the time you came to California, you were already a very active artist. I know you had won many awards and had exhibits.
Oh, yes,
And would you like to tell about some of those?
Well, I had, by that time, exhibited nationally and internationally in most of the major art galleries in the country. I received the Clyde M. Carr Prize at the Chicago Art Institute.
Was that for your street scene that you let us microfilm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And got an honorable mention for prints at the Denver Museum and the silver medal at the California Pacific International Exposition here. That was in 1935. Mm-hmm. And won the first prize in graphic art at the, that was in the San Diego Art Guild 1941 mm-hmm. annual. And the Library of Congress owns two of my prints.
Do you have a mural there?
Not the Library of Congress, I have in Chicago and Minneapolis and Los Angeles.
Are those in
Massachusetts?
Homes or Lowell, Massachusetts? That's interesting. Were these in homes or public buildings?
The ones in Chicago and Minneapolis are, one is in a business building in Minneapolis, and Chicago is in homes.
Do you remember the names of them for the record? The idea is that if some future student wants to do your life, for instance, they would want to go and see these. That's why we'd like to know the names.
It isn't something that I would boast of.
Do you want them to see?
No, care to have them see.
Yes, well,